Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is The Lord Desires Most for Us to Draw Near to Him, Part 2. The Lord truly desires to be close to us. Psalm 43 talks about God sending out light and truth to lead and bring us to God, our exceeding joy. God is of exceeding joy because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. They are the infinite fountain of love. We can see God's joy from the events in heaven. For example, there is celebration in heaven when a sinner repents. There is also a festal gathering of the angels. Nothing will trouble us. Each one is full of love. Therefore, we will be the most joyous when we come before the Lord today.
Do you see how great the Lord's desire is for you? He wants to kiss you, be the closest to you, embrace you, and have love interflow with you. There is no greater joy. In Psalm 43, God sends out His light and truth. This brings the psalmist to God's holy hill and God's dwelling. This also brings him to God, His exceeding joy. You will not be able to find greater joy. He is God, our exceeding joy. The joy in heaven is beyond words. God's joy is so great that even if we come in contact with Him for a little while, we would change from being sorrowful to joyful. The joy in God is beyond our imagination. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. The love among brothers and sisters causes us to feel very close to one another, even at the first encounter. The joy that comes from this brotherly love is very attractive. Of course, it's also because of the presence of the Lord among us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. They are infinite. The love interflow among them is also infinite, and they have infinite capacity to enjoy one another's love. It's so joyous. It is like you can enjoy drawing near to God without any hindrances. On earth, there is no greater joy than being close to Abba and the Lord. Closeness to God gives you the purest joy, which in turn elevates you. 1 Peter describes this joy as inexpressible and filled with glory. This joy cannot be found in this world. You can only receive this joy from God, who is our exceeding joy. This joy is indescribable. It's impossible for us to even imagine the current state of New Jerusalem. The Lord tells us that heaven rejoices over the repentance of a sinner. Let's consider this. How many people repent every day? The celebrations in heaven are absolutely marvelous, full of love. I also don't think funerals should be a sad occasion. Think about how many people go to heaven every day. There are many true believers in the world. When they go to the Lord, will they be ignored in heaven? At the very least, I think that those who knew them would welcome them with great joy. What about the joy of the Lord and the angels? If there was already great joy in heaven when they believed in the Lord, consider how much the saints would welcome them. We always show warm welcome to new friends, don't we? How many believers go to heaven every day? Since they may go at different times, there must be numerous celebrations. It's so joyful. It's very exciting when a person repents. There is also the festal gathering of innumerable angels, like a festive celebration full of great joy. The design and activities in heaven are so creative that nothing in this world can compare to it. Heavenly joy is immeasurable because everyone can express love to the fullest. We experience joy when we draw near to the Lord and are close to Him. We will be a lot closer to the Lord and more joyful when we are in heaven. Paul considered that being with Christ is far better. Nothing in this world can compare to the joy in heaven. We need to have the right attitude. We have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Therefore, we need to mind the things in heaven. The book of Hebrews gives an account of many things in the heavenly place. It gives us a glimpse of heaven, which is already very precious. Actually, there is so much more in heaven beyond what the Bible has described. Therefore, there should not be anything to stop our joy. We don't need to be worried. The joy is infinite. Riches in heaven are very abundant. We are children of God, and we are not foolish. Even just thinking about the city with its streets of pure gold, can any streets on earth compare? Furthermore, heaven is not cold and void. Many citizens live there, and angels are very involved. Of course, we are the most blessed ones. It's so precious. God is the fountain of love. His love is overflowing, so He is the most joyous. He teaches us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And He is the one with overflowing love. God's words are very precious. He wants us to be the most blessed. He wants us to be close to Him, enjoy Him, and love Him. The Bible is filled with such words.